Well, as we head into the cold weather months, it is certainly a challenge for those folks who are houseless or living on the streets. One organization that is there to help is the Blanchet House in Northwest Portland. And joining us this morning to give us an update on their fall and winter services is the Blanchet House's Executive Director, Scott Kerman. Hey, good morning, Scott, and thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning, David. It's always good to be with you and Brenda and your audience. I hope everybody is having a fabulous morning.
Well, thank you very much. I hope you made it through yesterday's blustery weather. That was quite a little wind and rainstorm that blew through.
Well, I mean, I certainly made it, but I have been worried about the people that we serve in Old Town, because yesterday must have been tremendously difficult for them. The wind and the rain, I expect there's going to be high needs this morning for new clothing and blankets and other items. You know, the problem is for folks that we serve is when their items get wet, They're unusable. They basically have to be thrown away. They don't have any opportunity to launder their items. There's no way for them to really dry items that get soaked through. So this entire winter, it's a continual need to hand out and rehand out items that really help people survive.
That's such a great point. And you think about that, and we're just really getting started now into the fall weather, obviously yesterday being an example of that, and it's really not that cold. We'll get into the cold months, and that brings its own challenges as well. So as you look at your services, certainly you're looking for clothing needs, sleeping needs. Maybe just give us an idea of some of the things you're hoping that folks will donate to the Blanchet House that you can then give to those folks in need.
Yeah, thank you for asking, David. You know, we saw a report last week that the expectations are for our region, it will be a colder and wetter winter than normal. So there's a lot of need for waterproof items that are suitable for cold weather. You know, some kinds of items like sweatshirts and sweaters, you know, those can easily get soaked through. They don't provide a lot of protection from the rain. So, you know, items that are really prized by the people that we serve, certainly a lot of socks, clean underwear that they can replace, waterproof jackets and gloves and hats. Hand warmers are also in great need. We have a lot of these items on our Amazon wish list on our website. You know, a lot of these items are available new at places like Costco. And yeah, we certainly do require donations of these items from our community to have enough supplies to hand out.
Speaking with Scott Kerman, the executive director of the Blanchet House in Northwest Portland, you make a really good point there, Scott, too, because if folks don't necessarily have an item to donate, you have that ability on your website to be able to buy something through that. Explain that a little bit.
Well, on our website, on the How to Give page, we have a link to our Amazon wish list, and on that wish list, we keep a list of items that we know are most helpful to the people we serve, and things that we find that sometimes are available in bulk for a little bit cheaper. And it's very easy, you know. All people, you know, if people purchase items from the wish list, they'll be shipped to Blanchet House automatically. So that's really easy for folks. We also encourage schools and churches and other groups, if they want to hold drives for certain kinds of clothing and deliver those to Blanchet House, that can be a great way for a community or a family or a neighborhood to get involved.
I think, too, about the need for warm clothing, even though certainly you need the waterproof clothing, too. But we saw a couple of examples last year, very tragic examples, where some homeless people died on the street from exposure.
Well, that's a serious concern in the winter, of course, both exposure, but also the use of fires to warm tents. And there were some tragic instances last year where tents caught on fire and people died. And so we'll be working closely with other agencies and the Portland Fire Department to see if we can find ways that will help people keep warm without endangering their lives. One of the things that we did last year and we'll do again this winter is hand out these really amazing rechargeable lanterns, hand chargeable. It's one way at least to provide some light for the people that we're serving. The nights are awful long and can be very lonely. And sometimes they'll use fires or candles so they can read or so they can have some light in the long, long, dark winter nights. And so you can also find these hand-chargeable lanterns on our Amazon wish list.
Mm, very good. And again, too, if people want to donate clothing, can they just drop it off at your center there in Northwest Portland?
Yes, they can. We have some drop-off times, and those are listed on our website, but they're generally in the morning until about 10:30 in the afternoon, between 1:30 and 4. And we're located at 310 Northwest Gleason Street. And when people pull up right in front of our front door on Gleason Street, someone, volunteers or residents, will come out to help get the items from their car. And we can do all that in a contactless way if that's the preference. You know, the other thing we're also doing is making sure we're serving a lot of hot meals, a lot of soup in the winter, and coffee. We'll serve coffee for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that also puts a strain on our supplies. We estimate we spend about $70,000 a year on packaging for our to-go service. And I think everybody's aware of supply chain and inventory problems across the country. And we've certainly seen the effects of that. Prices have gone up, and it's taking longer for items to get to us.
That's a great point. Good to know. Scott Kerman is the executive director of the Blanchet House in Northwest Portland. Let me ask you about that, Scott, too, about your food service. I know under these COVID rules, I don't believe you've been able to open up your kitchen yet or your dining room. What is the status right now?
Right. Unfortunately, we're still not able to open up the dining room for indoor dining. The Delta variant certainly threw a wrench in those plans. And we're still not at a point where we can bring, you know, up to 60 diners into our space at once for service. We're also dealing with a lot of mental health and addiction crisis in our neighborhood right now. The pandemic and the shutdown and the series of crises that people have experienced for the past 19 months now have really taken a toll on their well-being. And so we're working with the city and the county and other agencies to see if we can also provide greater mental health and peer support for the people that we serve across the district. And that will also be an important step toward reopening our dining hall so we can make sure that everybody will have a safe experience. And that includes our diners and our volunteers.
I want to remind folks, too, you can learn all about the Blanchet House and their services on their website. It is blanchethouse.org, blanchethouse.org, for all of the information, what we're talking with Scott about, the clothing needs, the food item needs, and volunteerism, too, Scott. I mean, that's such a big part of your efforts.
Absolutely. We can't do what we do without volunteers. We require about 30 to 40 volunteers a day to provide and support our service. And we've noticed actually volunteer numbers are a little down lately. We've got more openings in our schedule, especially for breakfast, than we've experienced before. And, you know, and that's reasonable because people have gone back to their lives. Students have gone back to in-person school, and a lot more people are back at work, and so they don't necessarily have the opportunity that they had previously to come and volunteer. But for folks who really want to get an amazing experience with direct service to people who are really in need and very grateful for our help, I encourage them to go to our website and learn about how they can volunteer.
Once again, that website address is blanchethouse.org, blanchethouse.org. All the information is right there for you. He is Scott Kerman, the executive director of the Blanchet House, joining Mater Dei Radio this morning. Scott, great to talk with you this morning. Thanks for taking your time, and thank you again for all of your wonderful services.
David, thank you. It's always wonderful to visit with you and your audience, and I want to wish everybody a blessed day.
Thank you. You as well. God bless.